Forever Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Our number is 13. Oh my God! 536-9180. Hold on.
Oh my God. Hi everyone, welcome to Sloppy Seconds. My name is Big Dipper. Hi you fucks, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks. Today, Meatball and I are in the same room. I'm sitting on the couch in the room with the cow print on the ceiling, and I just spilled sparkling water on the table right there at the top. Thoughts?
It's okay, baby. That's why it's sparkle water.
Sparkle water?
It's sparkle water, baby. Yes, we're together. This is a very special episode where we're going to need a favor from you to interact.
That's right. We talked about this before. It is the holiday season. This is our holiday gift to you. It's the
Watch Along episode. And we were originally going to be doing what was the Cinderella Amazon movie because Billy Porter makes us giggle.
Yeah. How does the Billy Porter go?
He goes, "I'll write it once to the wizard. Tell him of you, doll, in advance.
Sweetie.
And so then we opted to not do that because we were like, yeah, that doesn't seem fun. And Miss RuPaul just came out with a brand new movie on VH1.
The Bitch Who Stole Christmas.
Or The Bee Who Stole Christmas.
But aren't there asterisks?
There are, but I heard it on James Mansfield's story. She called it The Bee Who Stole Christmas.
Well, James is a lady with decorum.
And I hear she's like one of the leads in this.
Well, here's the deal. We wanted to do a watch-along episode, but what that means is very much like when you were in high school and you smoked weed for the first time.
You're going to need to sync up.
Right. We're going to do a
Dark Side of the Moon.
to the Wizard of Oz.
To the Wizard of Oz backwards.
We're going to do a 3-2-1, and everyone's going to play the episode, and we're going to watch it together. So if you choose to not play the episode, there might be some quiet moments when we're listening to the plot.
Dead silence.
But it is going to be a talky, chatty movie experience. So if you came here to silently watch the show,
don't do this. This is like a DVD commentary, but from two people that had nothing to do with it.
Yes, that's what it is.
And just bold opinions about stuff that we don't know.
So, but Meatball, tell people where they can watch it.
Oh, right. So you can go to VH1.com, and it's available for shows. What you're going to need to do.
What you're going to do is not what you're going to want to do.
But you're going to have to set your internet search thing to incognito.
Okay.
And then you make up an email and password and hit enter. And it gives you 24 hours free on VH1.
Ah!
For a 24-hour free subscription.
You know what? We probably do have listeners who just have VH1 or have like DirecTV where you can just watch this on demand.
I knew that this was going to be hard to find, so I looked for an easy way to scam. And that's it. You can also watch episodes of Drag Race that way, apparently.
Rippity-rippity-roo. So here's what we're going to do, honey.
Here's what we're going to do, Miss Ma'am, Miss Honey.
You're going to have to stand up.
I got
to
walk across the room.
Well, luckily you got enough cable.
Okay.
You go.
Here's what we're
on the MTV screen, and Meatball in 3-2-1 is gonna hit play. 3-2-1.
MTV
Entertainment. All right, it's starting.
Okay, it's starting.
A Winter Wonderland.
Oh my God!
A
MTV.
Cottage in the Woods. World of Wonder and MTV.
Michelle.
Yes, you did.
That glossy lip.
Oh, Michelle's the narrator. Do tell.
She loves to do a line reading.
Is that a wig?
No, that's a real hair, right? Is she in wigs now?
I think she wears wigs behind.
I think there's units behind it, but I feel like that gray streak is all hers. Oh, it's Central Park. It's New York City. That's Rockefeller Center.
Who's Krista Rodriguez?
I don't
know. She's like the main actress. RuPaul Charles.
Full okay. name.
There's a Santa Claus eating an absolutely phallic hot dog.
Okay. Welcome to Gorge.
The magazine is called Gorge.
Craig Cobb. Ooh, a little motorcycle in the office. I'd write that. This is Christina Applegate. What'd you say her name was?
Krista Rodriguez. Heidi?
Heidi!
No lines.
Kate! Is that
my favorite gay coworker? Does this answer
your question? Oh my god. It's so gay. I love this is already too gay. That's not even a Starbucks. That's a Dunkin' Donuts. Orange straw.
Girl, no product placement. Also, she does her job on a typewriter at this modern day magazine. Are they going for camp?
I think that line just gave it all away. Yeah, they're going for camp.
No, babe.
No, babes. Wig.
Wig.
Wait a minute. The blur on these people's faces is insane.
You think these regular none of these people are in drag?
When they did a close up on Cade, there was blur.
Okay, so she just got called into the big office.
It's Rue.
Mother.
I can hear her voice.
Also, the magazine is called Gorge. Gorge. That's Mick's phrase.
Hi, Gorge. Ah! Shoulder pads.
Let's talk about the blur.
Oh, my goodness. She's yassified. She's her nose isn't there.
She is yassified.
She's a full.
She looks like an avatar.
Remember in Cats when their faces wouldn't sit quite on their body, right?
I never saw Cats.
Oh my god. Okay, we're gonna have to watch Cats too.
That hair looks amazing.
I know.
Is she on a green screen?
Yes. That's what it is. I was trying to figure out why the hair was so different in the sides. Nice little town, top of the naughty list. I want you to go there. Well, this was filmed during COVID, so maybe for her safety, she wasn't in like the main office scenes.
Or she was probably shooting Drag Race, and they piggybacked on Drag Race production, and then they just did all the other scenes. Wait. The Tuckahoe Christmas Queen grand prize is a crown.
And she wants her to win it.
I want it on the cover.
This is a weird plot.
It's a green screen.
But the wig is everything.
The gay coworker.
This is so high stakes. She has to go to a Christmas town and win a crown for her boss. Otherwise, she won't get a raise. Oh, Michelle's doing what I just did.
Oh, but it's almost like a Sex and the City memory. What? Memory narration. Is that Nadia Ginsburg?
I think it's Nadia Ginsburg. Ginsburg. It has to be. Changing your wig. That's her hair. Don't put that wig on. That's the same as your hair.
No, it has a bang.
She has bangs, just not blunt. She goes undercover as Jessie J to win the singing competition.
No. Is it a singing competition? We were talking when we found out what the competition was.
It's a silly
most Christmas town ever. There's Manila.
Manila! Rock and Sakura!
Raven. This is on the back lot.
Is this the Warner Brothers?
The snow is fake.
Well, yes. You didn't know. No one. Here's my question is if no one knows you in a city, do you need to wear a wig?
Raven?
That's Raven's wig. Wait, her voice is normal.
Maybe it's a singing voice? Like the.
Oh, like this. Ah! Burn them both.
Pandora!
They white balanced off of her. Look at that pale ass.
Oh my
bitch.
God. I live that Rock'em Sakura's in this. Brooke! A herpes joke?
A herpes joke? What did Brooke do to piss off production that they were like, we're going to make you the ugly one with an accent? I guess Katya wasn't available.
Okay, the background, some of the people in the background were wearing masks. Morgan!
Sunny!
Oh my god, this is gonna be crazy.
Wait, I don't see anyone in the background with a mask.
I'm saying I saw one or two walk past. Maybe it was like a dress rehearsal.
Or they just forgot. These people all showed up not knowing what the script was and then seeing a bunch of drag queens and being like, how do I get out?
Is she a musical theater actor?
She must be. Is she... They couldn't find any drag-adjacent celebrities.
Maybe she is, and we just don't know who she is.
Love her suitcase.
This is a little gay whack.
She would like our pod.
Who is that? She's the mayor? Trustfall? Oh, they love that gag. They love a stunt double gag.
I love a stunt double gag. Very Willy Wonka. Very.
Okay, Morgan.
She sounds musical theater. Did you like this opening number? Do you think?
This is good. So much I want to talk about, but I'm worried we're going to miss the plot. Mayor Kunt. Girl, the Kunt joke.
Not pronounced cunt.
This is how we host the podcast, how she's talking.
Drinking old coffee.
A multi-part competition.
It's Drag Race.
And then the crown.
Oh, James. It's James. She's like, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Oh, she has to give the crown back.
She doesn't want to give it back. Her year, just the one.
Her year of having it is over.
Do you think that that's how bitch pudding was when she had to give up her crown after like 2 years of reigning?
There's a curse!
Now, who is Russ? He looks familiar. He's been in other stuff.
Oh, no.
Russ would look good with a mustache.
And may the best housewife win? She just did the drag race.
Yeah, I know. I heard her. I'm not... Okay. So,
is it going to go to commercial? Nope. She's putting on the glasses and ready to get. I just think it feels like, can I just be shady for one moment?
What?
All the background actors, it feels like, he is an actor, Russ.
Yeah. He's from stuff, like network television.
It looks
television.
Like they brought all their clothes from home for costumes.
Yes. The costuming does look very, it's my own.
Oh. What?
He's shaped like Roger. He's got big hips.
Wait
a minute.
What? Big Russ?
Why'd you take your shirt off, Russ?
Oh, because it got coffee.
I didn't see that.
What?
Oh, a personality trait. She loves coffee. Lick it off his fucking chest.
Stand up straight, Russ.
Yeah, Russ, like, give us those shoulders back. Neck up. Russ, take your cock out.
Russ, smack me in the face with your cock.
I'm assuming it's a hefty cock.
I'm assuming your balls are as hairy as your chest. You are so right about her disguise wig.
It's a raven wig.
Hair, but it's her same hair. Russ!
Russ! Now I'm going to say something that I'm not going to be proud of.
Yeah?
They couldn't find a hotter white dude? He's like fine, but like...
If his beard had been trimmed to a mustache, you would have been completely
I
would have
sat on his face. I sat right on it.
Who's the taxi driver?
Oh, it's Peppermint! She's wearing a glove.
The Annabelle
the horror film? They call you B.O.B. because you're known for the bomb.
The bomb.
Are you a Nikki fan?
Pull
what?
Up in the Sri Lanka?
Pull up in the Sri Lanka.
I don't want to talk over Peppermint's acting. Look, she's slaying. Like a glory hole and then a driving joke. $20 says she drives halfway around the roundabout.
It wasn't
and they're
a
there.
Glory hole joke.
It's going to be a short drive. I guarantee it. Oh, no. They go backwards. Different joke.
She's a bad driver.
Beep.
Beep. It's morning now?
Michelle said they pull up at dawn.
Pull up in the Sri Lanka at dawn. Girl, if you don't learn reverse and forward.
Tucked in.
Tucked in, baby.
I'm all tucked in, diva.
Do you think RuPaul still tucks or she just wears garments that are comfortable?
You never... Brooklyn.
Katya?
Do you work here?
What? As a hooker, do you think they see it in kind of more big dicks or small dicks?
I think all over the place.
Just a full run of it.
Oh, you're a whore.
They definitely blurred Brooke's face. Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Also, here's a question. Do you think they meant this to be at dawn? or they just happened to shoot it at dawn because of the schedule, and then they just added the voiceover from Michelle.
Option two. She's a top.
And then these extras who are like, what is happening?
I would leave this place. And you know I'm known to leave a hotel if I don't like it.
You're waiting for the rats. Oh, I think this is the Ginge Minge moment.
Yes, which she doesn't work here. Ginge.
Hello.
Ginger.
Ginge.
There's a Bob here. Let me guess, she pops up out of nowhere.
No, I think it's Wilder.
What? Ginger just fell from the ceiling. Where, this reminds me of like my old high school dorm.
That neck brace is on her cheeks.
She didn't have a lot of net to work with.
Wait, why is being a reporter from the big city bad?
I don't...
You know, Hollywood is full of funny writers.
They were all just busy this day.
I do love this hair on Jen.
Yeah, a little tiny little updo. Tiny little poke. Okay, take a pause.
Can you mute it? Can you mute it? We're going to go to a break. VH1 has put on the commercials.
Commercial break. So we're going to a break. Please hold and we'll let you know when we are back. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
When my fridge is stocked with Factor meals, I'm like, oh baby, I don't have to think about this. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so nice. The combinations are so good. I am a meat eater, but the vegetable options, there are so many. Like, I remember I had like a, it was like a mushroom with pasta and like a cauliflower rice. And I was like, the mushroom is filling. Like, there's plenty of portion, there's plenty of vegetable, and there's plenty of flavor. And I am usually sort of not a microwave person.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool that this quality of food can just be heated up in the microwave.
And so fast. I also love it because I am a very much into ordering delivery.
Now
having all the food there, I can kind of pick what I want and it's ready in 2 minutes. I don't have to wait an hour for stuff to get delivered. And these are way healthier options than ordering delivery.
Completely. And when they have multiple things in them, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, if I cook for myself, all I'm going to eat is the biggest bowl of pasta you've ever seen in your life. But this is like, you get a little pasta and the chicken and a vegetable all in one dish.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you gotta do is heat up and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause to reschedule deliveries that suit your lifestyle.
And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long with Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu items for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code SloppySeconds50 at factormeals.com/SloppySeconds50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's a slay, baby.
Okay, we are back.
We're back.
Okay, unpause.
Unpause now. Oh, so she's in her hotel room, number 36.
Which kind of looks like the apartment from Coyote Ugly. Remember that?
I love Coyote Ugly. This, you know, this would be a great downtown LA apartment. Why is the mattress wet?
What?
What? What?
Kitten Heel and Esquire Lane.
The doll!
Okay, the shot, though, it kind of looked like
they were all doing cocaine.
All right. We're in, like, a Stepford Wife living room with James Mansfield and Morgan McMichaels.
Because she's got tiny hands.
But she should have had, like, tiny hands.
Like the little tiny baby Katya hands.
Yeah. Morgan has twins. She's talking about her boobs.
Ooh. Oh my goodness.
James Manfield serving cunt.
She's also serving like real actress vibes. She's really good. She went from being disqualified to being very good.
What? I fucked that guy. Just kidding.
Yes, you would. You would.
He's clearly playing old.
Oh my God, that's pork chop.
It is!
You just said you would fuck a pork chop.
No, I made a joke that I had fucked pork chop. Don't get it twisted, Diva.
Oh, baby.
Of what? The Christmas crown?
They have to do a main challenge.
This movie is insane. Okay. What? A big box store? Okay, so the evil plot is that they're going to gentrify the seedy neighborhood.
Yeah, baby. Ooh, a local bar.
We see Brooke and Peppermint.
Do you think this is a set or a real bar?
A real bar.
Tequila soda.
Yeah. You asked for two liquor drinks?
Two difficult drinks.
Jan! Jan! Gag.
Oh
that's
my God,
a
they
drag.
Got her.
Oh.
What did she do to deserve this?
They are dragging Jan to... They're making Jan drag herself.
Yeah. They said, you know what? You did enough to embarrass yourself on the show. Now we're going to embarrass you some more.
Okay. She's taking notes on her typewriter in her purse?
Yeah, it's called camp.
But they gotta film it like it's camp. Or underscore it like it's camp.
Yeah, that could have been like some doo-doo. Doo-doo.
Okay, she got an eviction notice. Okay, accent.
These are all their own costumes. Who wears... I guess she's a hooker. She's dressed like a hooker. Yeah.
Okay, Olivia. Wait, is her character's name Olivia Rodrigo?
Yes. And they're going to perform Good For You.
Good for you, happy and whole.
That was number one on a lot of people's Spotify list. What was your Spotify list? You don't use Spotify? Do you Apple Music? Mm-hmm. You think you're better than me?
No, clearly not. Girl, they gave her this little scoochie dress.
I wish people would stop falling from the ceiling. Shangela!
No, it's just some extra in a wig.
Why was that necessary?
Random new girl, 12 hours in town.
I'll be the leader of the gang.
I'll be the square repping the broads of downtown. With every comment I make about this film, I'm like, well, I've never written a movie.
No, you haven't, but you've written skits and scats that had
jokes.
Stronger jokes than those. Than Jan McBeige. Hey, what about you, Jane? Oh, you look great. I'll do it. I can't. Now, why does Brooklyn have to be like an accented person? I don't want to know.
Because they wrote it for.
Gotcha.
Right?
They must have.
But she didn't have to keep the accent. Brooke is so pretty. It's crazy.
I know. Do you think this is her new face or her old face? It looks like her old face.
Oh. Pick yourself up. Wait, Jan's wig changed? Oh, they all
got nicer hair in the club that evening. Wait, does Brooklyn only have one outfit?
Coyote Ugly. They're all in the same outfit. She's in a new outfit. Okay, so they made outfits from the curtains?
Well, they each have an item. Why did she make Jan look so big?
Jane looks pretty.
She looks heavy on the bottom. They all looked,
Okay, so the
pause. Okay, so we're coming back. What do you think about this movie so far?
I'm interested in it. I feel like if I did drugs, I would really enjoy being super high watching this.
Yeah.
I don't know that our commentary watching it is necessarily that
press play
fun. Press.
Press play. Tuckahoe Annual Winter Ball.
Who are the newscasters? Shocking.
It's Ross and
the hilarious Ross Matthews.
I know where they got those blazers too. Santee Alley, baby. Matt Rothius.
Which is how we named Matt. That's what we did in the Halloween special.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Rothius.
Oh, my God.
Ross looks great.
Did he give? Is that the wedding ring from the marriage? Because he's married.
Okay. For look at her lips. She's pumped.
She pumped.
Okay. Holiday runway.
Hey, Ross. Wait, you didn't look up where he was from?
No. Okay, so they don't even get performers, just central casting.
They said, do you have a big nose and dark hair?
Okay, but they also
that
just
that lady
said,
looks like Luann, Countess Luann.
They literally did their own hair and makeup, and they're just prancing around up there. Workroom
A storyline about downtown Queens being
gentrified.
A little wiggy.
Did you think RuPaul was going to be in a lot more of this?
Yes,
movie?
I did. I thought this was going to be RuPaul centric. I thought she was the bitch. That's
I thought
was.
The whole
but it
thing.
Turns out, I think James is the bitch.
I thought the whole thing was going to be at the magazine with Gottmik and RuPaul.
I thought RuPaul was going to come to this town and be the bitch who steals Christmas. I'm just trying to figure out who this bitch is.
I see a lot of bitches in here.
I see one bitch that didn't text me back today, Morgan McMichaels.
Kitten Heel Court. Okay, see, this is a performer.
She's.
And then there's a
lady. Oh, it's just each street, remember? So.
And there's James looking like Mimi, I'm first. Remember that look?
No, Mimi, and then also. Who was the old one?
Is that LaToya Jackson?
She should have dropped the baby from between her legs like, what's
Tempest?
Her name? Tempest du jour. Tuckahoe Broads. Santa's workroom. Come on, girls. Oh! That is from a catalog.
Oh, the idea is they don't know how to present. So Ginger did a funny walk. There's Jan, a.k.a.
That was a
Jay,
stunt double.
Who also falls. Peppermint falls.
Oh, no, they're each falling one by one. And it's up to Katya to figure it out.
Her name's Brooklyn Heights.
Brooklyn Heights to figure it out. She flashes her
no
boobs.
No nipples, but they
no
do
nips.
No nips.
They blurred the nips. Oh, my God. Wait, but I do love that reveal. It's very me.
Just boobs, no nips? Oh, Mayor Kunt
Get
thought
these
that
nuts
was...
out of my house.
She thought that was uncouth. Oh, so a W?
Oh, my God.
Oh, for win. There are 12 categories we're going to have to watch.
I'm going to forget.
Okay, so...
Wait, what?
She fell on Russ again.
What? That was weird. But she fell on Russ. She just keeps having accidents around Russ.
He was supposed to lock the crown up, but he was like, there was no key.
Yes, and the code
She
is...
said, Diva, it's a code, not a key.
But then she fell magically and landed on our man. Would he look better with a mustache?
He's too skinny.
He looks malnourished, but...
We're so awful.
The big city.
Oh, work. He took off his shirt again.
Yes. Well, no.
He took his entire shirt off to just wipe it dry.
Good for him.
You know when this joke worked really well?
When?
On The Good Place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you're being shady.
Oh.
So you came to read.
Oh, so you're here to read.
Oh, so she is a fan of RuPaul.
RuPaul in a Willem in Alaska fantasy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, this is green screened in an office, right? Like, she's on a green
screen.
Wait,
why is she?
Right?
No, this feels real.
I don't think so.
No, because the...
That's supposed to be young RuPaul?
Yes. A regular, degular woman.
She also has no cheeks. No nose, no cheeks.
She has no... It's just an oil painting and then eyes. This looks like the dressing room at a precinct.
A series of losses. So we've...
Oh, it's my coconuts! It's Kim Petras.
Oh, but she says, sit down and join me.
What do you think Kim's wearing? Who is that? Gucci?
No, it's a sack of sequin fabric. It's like a poncho.
Wait, why is Kim Petras now here?
Cameos. There are so many wigs in this scene.
It's wiggy wig wigs. They're not... Like her, there is no scalp on her.
Brooklyn looks good.
Brooklyn's is human.
Because Brooklyn was like, no, mom, I'm bringing my own wig.
She said, let me do me.
Pep's wig looks nice, too.
Yeah, Pep looks good. That looks human. No, it looks plastic. But, I mean, it's still good. Is Brooklyn in... Oh, no, she's wearing a new outfit.
Yeah, they wrote it.
This is the same day as the other scene. This is the same day as the bar scene. Yes. This is me giving a pep talk to the girls in the dressing room. We're sluts.
We're messes. Let's go out there and make some dollars.
Let's get messy.
Let's get soaking wet.
See, now that was good writing on that show.
What show?
Queers Folk. Let's get soaking wet. That's what that's from.
Well, that was a song.
Yeah, but it's also like the song in that Queers Folk. Oh, another commercial break. Pause. And press play.
All right, they've done three of the competitions already?
Yes, we've missed a couple. They did not air them.
I like Matt Rothfuss' little bow tie with the tassel. That's cute.
Oh, they're singing. Wait, why are they teamed up? Do you think they're getting reveals? Oh my God. They went whore.
Look at Ginger. Pep just fisted her. What I don't understand is there's... Based on that scoreboard, there's clearly like five groups competing.
Yeah, where are the other
groups? But
they're
only showing two.
Wait, is this...
Go ahead, Jan.
It's funny because they're singing their own parts, but then the other group has like the weird lady voices.
Well, Jan and Ginger can sing. And Peppermint.
What? Wait a minute. I'm definitely the downtown girls. Yes! I love when Katya does splits.
I don't know what.
You're the winners.
And
I'm gagging for more.
Oh!
Yes! I love it.
Truly, the town has 12 people in it.
You didn't, with all the photoshopping that they're doing on these wig lines, you think they could add a couple bodies to that? You know what they need is like 6 Matthew Camp dolls.
The Matthew
Just
Camp
to fill
doll.
In the background area. And Teddy and put on a teddy bear wig. You know
we
what
should
I mean?
Get Matthew. We should call up Matthew and say, listen, we want to help you promote that doll. Why don't you send one out here to
send one to me.
We'll do a review.
We're going to need 2. I don't know what you're going to. You're going to try to fist it.
No, I'm going to try to sit on it. He said he would be the butt whisperer.
Big Russ, you better spill your little vodka drink on him.
Do you think this is the basement at World of Wonder? And they painted it.
Have you ever been down there?
Yeah, I've been down there. This could be it. No, they wouldn't. It's long and narrow like it, though.
Hannah. RuPaul's character's name is Hannah.
Hannah? Of all the names. Well, they couldn't call her Ruby Red.
No,
that was
they
already taken.
But I can guarantee you she shot her part of this film in one day.
You don't even think 2?
Well, right now the hair hasn't changed, nor the makeup.
Well, how come when she's acting, she's a redhead, but then when she's on Drag Race, she's always a blonde? She chose red for acting. She goes, this is me.
The mysteries of the world. Okay, so Russ wants to fuck Olivia, right?
If he came knocking on your door, you'd let him do something to you.
Absolutely. Did you find out what he was from? I feel like it should have been Jimmy Fallon. Thoughts?
Too gay. Couldn't play straight. No offense, Jimmy.
Oh, God.
Not died in the clock tower. He's been in a lot of stuff.
They sweetened his face, too.
He was in the other 2. He's Matt, one of the gay guys.
No, he was. Well, he played straight, who then would hook up with Drew.
With his roommate, yes. Yeah. That's maybe why I'm confused by him. He was a 2 Broke Girls. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. It's Always Sunny. Broad City. He's done a lot of work. Inside Amy Schumer. 30 Rock.
This will be his crown and glory.
Kiss her on the mouth and then use that mouth to go suck a dick. Still going on about his dead wife.
Her wig looks great, by the way.
No, it doesn't. There's no hairline.
But I like
there's
this,
no scalp.
But I like the look on her. Okay,
wait, same
incredible.
Dress in a different color. That is green screen.
Oh, she's going
she's
to the
going
town.
She's going to the town.
Okay.
Oh, God.
She wants to suck his
He's sucking
dick.
It. I want to see it first. It could be that case where he's like that and it's either very small or very large. There's no in between with that body type.
Could be real veiny.
Vascular. Ooh, my mouth is watering.
You said vascular?
Ooh.
Vascular.
I want to see the big vein.
Coont.
My wife. Oh, it's RuPaul.
Oh, it's Hannah.
It's Hannah.
The sister Marianne changed her name to Hannah, went to the big city and became an editor. And now she's getting her childhood revenge on the town of Tuckahoe. We figured out the real plot.
Boom. There it is.
We figured out the real plot. The real plot.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Did he just fall asleep?
Very awkward. He keeps taking his shirt off a lot for a cold climate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the air is probably very dry. But he looks greased up. Why don't you don't, why didn't they keep it in the family and give this to...
Spit crew. Bryce.
Bryce.
He's straight.
Can't act. Can't dance.
He can draw, though. He's an artist.
He's a great artist. Wonder what the cock's like. I gotta... Don't turn the... Is he just gonna sleep in the living room?
No one put the fire out.
Put the fire out.
The fire's fake. Look at the fire.
Fire. Oh.
Pause it! Pause it.
Press pause.
Okay, now
3 minutes left of the tree lighting challenge.
Ugly sweaters.
They fucked. They fucked.
Oh, here's Peppermint in the taxi. Why doesn't the taxi have a name? Like, a funny joke name.
Do you think this was sponsored by Renegade? By Jeep?
Jarp? Jan?
Not really.
Did
the,
something happen when you plugged
in? Nothing happened. Not really.
I love Jan's blazer.
I love all their new wig.
Their wigs keep changing. She's spying on the Mayor Kuntz again. Mayor Kuntz is fucking pork chop in the wheelchair?
Oh my god.
They made that lady do that.
They made that. No, they made her do the sound. Oh no. Okay. What swamp are they in? What is that green screen?
They made that lady thrust on pork chop like that.
It's just like bottles, little airplane bottles, shooters. Hang some poppers. Oh, a condom. We don't have a star for the top.
All of a sudden, she's from Minnesota.
Okay, wait.
Okay, now there's another group.
Dipper sing a selfie. This old... Oh, that's the... Yeah.
You don't like my selfie?
Jan is the star! It's not real jizz. Rainbow wings.
You better sing, Janice. Oh, she's got jokes. Peppermint breaking character, thinking the camera can't see her. Okay, Janice.
Jan!
Mayor Kuntz likes the voice, honey.
Mayor Kuntz is going to let these cunts win.
James needs an acting job.
James needs to get an agent after this. She lives in Vegas now. She's close.
Let's go see her.
I'm going to Vegas next week. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, what are we? What show are we gonna go see?
I don't know. Hannah's calling. Whose hand is that? Oh, Ginger.
Ginger's. She is
wait, but
filtered
she,
to shit. They would recognize her because she grew up there.
But also she said, be in disguise. So why would she break Olivia's disguise?
Oh, yeah.
God, there are so many names.
She looks great,
but
the beauty filter is doing like cats. It's moving on its own sometimes. You know what I mean? Like how her cheeks, the
contours. But she's acting so much. You should just let her act, girl.
Did it just get really blurry?
The TV, not Rue. Yeah. She maintained her blurriness.
See, this is better acting than the other show that she did.
Aja and the Kwan?
Yeah.
It's because this is the sophomore effort. Because she, like, Michael Patrick King got her together. And now she's like, oh, girl, I can memorize lines and things.
She just was missing nose holes for a second. Did you see that?
The filter is on 10. I made a joke on the podcast. Did you hear?
I did.
The editing software that stole RuPaul's nose.
Yeah.
That was a funny joke.
That's a good joke.
Maybe you could put it in the... look, the hand is dirty on a finger. You see that?
Which iPhone is that, though?
It could be a Samsung.
A private investigator? Wait, a private investigator.
You know who's...
Who is this? Oh, no! A real Hollywood star, baby! That's Hollywood, baby.
Named?
Frank Sriracha.
He's like, do you remember me from Hot Tub Time Machine?
He understands the assignment. He's going full camp.
He's acting with a drag queen, and she just looks like a woman he's interviewing.
James is really carrying this.
Uh-huh.
That just goes to show she never said anything negative about Drag Race. They did her dirty. And she came out a winner because the other girls aren't on here.
That's right. Where are you, Derek Barry? Where are you?
Well, they didn't want her to break her contract in Vegas.
Oh, right. Where are you, Kimora Hall? I don't know.
Kimora wasn't an actress. Remember the tree? She couldn't even get the inflection. We were all rooting for you.
You know who I wish was in this movie?
Who?
Jessica?
Wild.
He got a long torso.
Disguise.
She's like, can I interest you in some LuLaRoe?
Stop.
Pause.
Pause.
Okay, press we're back.
She's typing. I would love a pair of pajamas like that.
I have one, but it doesn't fit my body right.
Well, maybe now that you're on the program.
Don't fuck with me.
The wig is getting...
dry?
Yeah.
Oh, because they still don't know she's a... God,
even
Brooke's
though they
body
spoke
looks
to her
amazing.
Boss. I know it is. Does she even pad?
I don't think so. I think she just...
How many days of filming do you think it was for these ladies?
Like a week or two, if not more. This is big production, so I think a lot. I love how retro Pep's tongue ring is.
Yeah, but it's like at a certain point, do you ever take it out? Is it possible? It's like a penis piercing. You got to take it out every once in a while.
Michelle is back.
Oh, and I thought that Charo. Was Willem. Willem's hair is always much larger than that.
Okay. She sat on a piano. Is she wearing a breastplate?
No, I think that's her body. Charo always... It's starting to just sound like a door squeaking at this point.
Well, she's a legend. What have you ever done?
Petras.
She did a little accent. Oh my God, how fun. Charo got to meet Kim Petras. I mean, the other way around.
No.
What? Katya figured it out. Oh, they thought she was just.
Well, they were like, yeah, your hair is pretty messy.
Did you catch that the fake name she gave them
is Magazine? Yes. They just gave her broken glass.
I feel like Brooke is the breakout star of this.
No. And James. And Russ.
Take your shirt off, Russ.
He will. Don't worry.
You think that coffee cup's empty? They always are.
They always are. Oh, I bought you a gift. It's a newspaper. No, I just wrapped it in that. It's actually an ornament that represents our relationship. Oh. Oh. What is it about a man who can't grow a full beard that sometimes works for me?
Winter crown.
Appraised at $100 million. There we go, Russ. Gotta wipe it off a little bit. The mayor's sister, Marianne.
Yeah, I thought her name was Kunt, not your Kunt. It was. The mayor changed it for the campaign. Marianne, your Kunt?
Marianne, your Kunt. Hannah, your Kunt. Hannah Kunt? What is her name?
Whoa.
Whoa. He gaga'd her.
I like the little gray in his hair. Eh?
I want him to put a couple fingers in my booty hole.
And then we look can go at from me there. When you say that.
Sorry.
Okay, that was a campy moment. They nailed it.
You know what she's giving me is like Rachel Bloom knockoff.
Gag, you're so rude.
What?
Okay,
pull the wig. If he knew anything, he'd grab that wig and shake it off her head.
The kissing is happening, honey.
But it's not working for me.
You like it when it's wetter?
I like his body freckles. Oh, he's not listening. She's admitting it all to him, and he's blinded by love. He can't imagine her not being... a brunette with a blum bang.
He loves her? In comes the choir.
Barely knows her. Oh, he's really dry humping her. Frottage!
Honey, they came to frot.
Oh, he now he's trying to bottom for her. Do you see?
Throw legs in the air, Diva.
Who's this? Oh. Oh my God. That is Pickle.
Okay.
Bob?
Almost the throw to Bob.
In
I'm sorry. To get that joke, they needed to have a
vest.
No, they had to have a small statue of an alligator holding a cup of tea.
Was that there earlier?
Who knows?
Oh my god, I know this girl.
She's got legs on her. Look at those beauts.
Those little gams.
From one window to another.
Ew.
Oh my god.
Imagine him going back to being in like a Will Ferrell movie after this and then being like, you remember this?
He'll be like,
you really wanted that garage remodel? Is that what you did it for? Because it wasn't for the whole house.
Why was there so much cum in that bedroom?
It's like just like another like dirty hotel joke, I guess.
Okay, we're almost at the end of the thing. There's only two more categories.
Russ is in a jacket.
How long is the competition supposed to last? Like a week?
Yeah. 12 days of Christmas?
Oh, the 12 days of Christmas. And this is outside on the back lot, so these were all night shoots. And if they couldn't accomplish this in like 2 days, that meant they may have had like a week of night shoots.
That sounds literally awful.
Because the opening musical number and all of these all take place in the town square.
Well, they could just be...
No, it's dark. You can see the real sky.
That's a lot of night shoots.
She got seconds of the honey-baked ham, but who made the ham?
The broads.
But, like, there was no...
Yeah, they're not really doing their best to tell us what's going on. It's just up for us to learn it.
12 people in the town. I'm proud of James.
James is really crushing. Lapel.
Peppermint. She said lapel.
No, that's not me. Look at my wig.
Morgan looks so good.
Yeah, she's stunning. Looking straight at the camera a couple times, though.
No, I'm just watching Morgan.
Damn, that's good. Russ. And now you're gaslighting me?
Are you even from the Gobi Desert? I'm not.
Russ now.
He's going to take off his jacket. So sad he takes his jacket. That's a tight fitting jacket.
Wipe his tears. Yeah, that's one of those jackets that are like a WeHo twink would wear, you know?
Oh, she's a journalista.
Journalista.
Look, she took the wig off. Did you even notice? She took
no.
The wig off?
Well, I saw the color change, but
Wow.
She's the bitch who stole Christmas. Who is the bitch?
Hit him with those zingers.
And pause!
Pause! It's back.
It's back.
On.
It's Please Press Play. And we are at a green screened vault with Pork Chop and Mama Ru in a beautiful heel.
What?
That'd be funnier if it was
She's gonna dart him. She darts him in the eye or the forehead with the old age makeup on and the background. Okay, what doesn't make sense is the owner of the bank
is just sitting
in front of the vault. And then she's in she's not even in a real space.
No, she's in green screen land.
Okay, and hair and makeup have not changed, so
same day?
If it's all on the green screen...
Wait a minute. I'm not turning the laser switch off. That is funny, though. But those lasers weren't... They... This was her Catwoman moment.
She looks incredible. But this is the best because there's no real physical location.
Yeah, she's just in a black void.
The smallest bus station stein you've ever seen in your life. They said, can you bring your own costume? Sorry.
Latrice! Beauty school dropout. That's what this is going to be.
That's also the outfit Latrice wears in her Christmas special.
So she did bring this outfit from home.
Yeah. Her show called Why I Gotta Be a White Christmas.
Is that what it's really called? That's funny.
This is
funny. Oh no, this is funny.
This is funny. But can you put some light on the Jesus' face? Get off the bus.
Girl, they fucked up Latrice. She's sweating.
They put green on. Well, they shot this in the summer. Right? Summer for winter.
That's a beautiful gown. So many sequins.
That bus lighting was awful.
I hated what they did to her. That was rude.
Is
that what Rue thinks she looks like?
Also, she's a child?
Remember, because Rue adopted her when she was a baby.
But made her work?
Yeah, because Rue is evil. In this telling of the story, Hannah is evil.
They should have just called this the Bob that stole Christmas because everybody wearing a Bob.
Every last person got Bob. Oh, our food's here.
I'll keep them entertained while you get the food. Well, you can't talk to your younger self. Your younger self can't hear you. Latrice sounds like she's been going to therapy. She's got some good insights. See? I hope they paid her the big bucks. You better invoice her. What's the total? Will this be debit or credit? Oh, it was all a dream? She woke up on the bus stop?
And then it's the one and only Mayhem Miller.
Is the bus still running, Mayhem?
Oh, God damn it.
But a very fun cameo from Mayhem. Kelly?
Kelly Mantle. Marianne.
Wait, Madeline? Gabby.
Madeline, yeah. That was supposed to be Latrice's person. They're losing the bar.
They're going to get gentrified.
Come on, Jan. Now Dipper's eating green beans.
I thought it... What if I
told you? You want a rice?
The picture had chicken with it. It's just green beans.
You didn't select the chicken, though.
God damn it.
But it also came with rice. Do you want me to get the rice?
It's stuck in my mouth.
You not having rice today?
No, I'll eat the rice. No, don't get it out. Let's finish.
Let's finish.
Why not have one of them lead the group?
Yeah, why not teach them that the spirit of Christmas and saving themselves only came on to themselves? She's getting out of soapbox. That is true. She keeps climbing up on stuff. But I'm slowly coming around on this video, but I am slowly getting higher as I watch it.
This video?
This video program.
This is so good, but I can't believe it didn't come with the chicken that I thought
it. You have to select the chicken.
So I ordered a tub of green beans.
Green beans with rice, a side of rice.
It's not going to do it for me.
Oh, no. Well, I also have wontons, but you can't eat that because you're a program. There's a lot of dough in that.
I can eat whatever I want, just less.
Gotcha! And she fell from the ceiling.
That's it?
She's sashaying away.
What a serve.
That was literally from her day on set.
You mean from All Stars?
Yeah.
Look at Jan's face.
Of course it's perfect.
Pause.
Press play.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was jumping. Okay, the finale.
It's the talent finale, and hopefully the... Okay, I'm sorry, but the camera that they're shot with is different from the other camera. I thought it was just my TV.
Well, I think...
But they look grainy. Ross and whatever look grainy every single time. Listener, call in and let us know if they look grainy.
Look at the way the performers that aren't James and Morgan are performing.
Casting. Central casting.
Flats. Ballet flats.
These are all outfits that... Oh, RuPaul.
Okay, this is Ru she's in actually person, there. But she's wearing what?
Sunglasses. They probably wanted to make sure the makeup matched. She seems like she'd be very detail-oriented like that. I wouldn't eat.
Is this a... You wouldn't what?
I wouldn't eat off that fork.
I'm not going to. Is this a Spice Girls...
They're supposed to be the Spice Girls. Ginger is Ginger. Jan is sporty. Is she supposed to be posh?
I think so. And then Brooke is Baby and Peppermint is Scary. You can't build a snowman all on your own.
Yeah, baby. That's why there's a whole show about it. What's that one called? Frozen? Do you want to build a snowman?
If this was me, I wish they were singing the All-Stars hit, Sitting on a Secret.
Song would have been better? Because you know RuPaul's, Hey Sis, It's Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Whip me off of your wish list.
Featuring Ella Vidae and Crystal Versace.
No, but I was a fan of it. Katya looks so good.
Don't do all that.
She does have a good voice.
Do you think that this song is available on iTunes?
It's been out for days.
Ho ho.
Do you think all these songs are going to come out on like an album? Oh, damn.
I think she's going to rip the pants off.
I hope she does. They're hideous.
Who do you think directed this?
I don't know, but I have some questions.
Can't spell Christmas without...
E? Wait, G-I-R-L? You can spell Christmas without girl. There's no G.
Yeah, that was an incredible performance compared to the other one where they walked around in Dayglo outfits and ballet.
That one felt rehearsed. Look over there!
A Jada reference. Mayor Koontz. Here comes the banker.
Oh, Russ! And Pork Chop. Look at her nails.
Hannah.
It can't be that 8 foot tall woman over there in sunglasses at night, could it?
Boo. Just paper? Boo, you whore.
Boo, you whore. What do you think is a better movie, this or Mean Girls?
I might say Mean Girls.
We're eating now. But
yeah, does it just feel like we're all hanging out like friends, you guys? She's there.
It's her.
Hannah Contour. We didn't even know that was her name.
Married.
My sister?
Or, like, recognized her from when she was young.
Looks like Courtney Cox right in front of her.
No, it doesn't.
Look how much taller she is. See, oh. There she is live and in person.
Yeah. She looks stunning, too.
Look at those earrings. She's spilling all the tea, honey. I knew what I had to do. That's worth $100 million.
Wouldn't you just grab it and leave town?
Morgan's thinking about what mix she's gonna do at brunch the next
day. Morgan's literally like, I'm gonna be late to my fucking Long Beach gig.
And years?
That wig.
Wait, that woman in the back had her purse on, ready to go.
Yeah, she was like, she also was thinking about what Morgan's mix is going to be. She said, I got to get to Long Beach to watch this girl actually perform. There's the RuPaul acting.
I'm a clone. Let's
see, it's a different camera.
Pregnant? Who's your kid?
It's Russ. Russ was the kid.
What's the music about?
What? What?
She repeated her own lines 3 times. That's for me. Okay, so what was clear?
Headwear.
He who has a penchant for what?
Headwear.
He has a penchant for
head.
She's climbing the tree. This and they're both climbing it? Oh my god.
Stay gorge.
She said we have to save gorge.
Whoa. Stay gorge, darling.
Stay gorge.
Stay gorge, darling. She does look so good. What do you think I gotta do to look like that?
They probably did this in more than one day.
I say she was in for 2 days.
That's her.
She had a white
daughter.
Baby?
She's not white.
You're right. She's Olivia Rodrigo colored.
A slap fight on a Christmas tree with a crown. And then they
have to grab it back. Oh, it's going to be a big slap fight. Wait, who is that? Oh.
Pandora.
No, that. Oh, Kimora.
Kimora Black. Chad!
Was that green screened in?
I don't know. Trust fall from the tree onto the broads. Russ? See, this shit I like.
That's funny.
I feel like this is all working out.
Russ, I gotta find his Instagram later. Do you think he's got an OnlyFans?
This is the same intersection where Lady Gaga shot that 911 music video.
Oh my god, it is. And this is the same intersection where James Corden danced around in a mouse suit.
Look, her ladder's there.
Is that being green screen?
Nope, oh no, that's very real. Annie. Remember at the end of the old Annie film?
Yeah. Wait, I want to see her flying away.
They won't show it.
They didn't even want to like do like a Spice Girls and attach a Barbie to
a that would have been helicopter. Hilarious. The street's just completely empty behind them. Was there a special ginge?
That was good.
You guys untie pork chop.
No, they probably left her like that. She's a talker.
She likes to chit chat. They're just standing by.
There goes our literal death trap of a hotel. $5.
Ginger's voice.
Desperus. She's played 6 different characters.
Not they're making it rain. How are we going to count the money to pay our bank?
Just hand it to us normal.
Throw it like it's tip money.
Throw it like it's a precinct. Who carries around that much? Well, it's Christmas Town. They're all willing to spend money whenever.
And they're just $100 bills. And they're going to just hand a jacket full of money to the bank. He's like,
I don't fucking know. I got to count.
He's like, also, it won't cover it. It's a bank loan. It's probably $200,000. What?
We're tired of your bullshit.
Morgan
is puss. She is the woman. Oh,
pause it. Okay, unpause.
Pause it.
Okay, we're in the back out. Brooke looks amazing
again. An STD test.
Ginger's outfit.
Wait, Ginger looks amazing.
The little box.
She's a tree. Oh, they she got them all crowns.
Not you, Burp. Wait, not Jan, though.
Jan got tinsel.
So
that's
rude.
So rude.
Not it looks so right on Brooke because she's used to winning a crown.
I'm not the mayor.
Mayor Koontz. Shh. That one nail.
They keep her in chandelier earrings. Oh my god,
funny.
You should have taken that out.
Why?
It's just because of the helicopter crash that took a black man from us and his daughter.
See, she's hitting the tone.
Yeah, she's doing it right.
She does so much good shoulder work when
she's
she acts.
So good. Those shoulder pads are letting you know that they're there, though. That's her mom.
Call me mother.
Oh, God. Yeah, say no.
Guess who's back in the house?
The back of that wig. That's keeping me guessing. I want that wig.
Hey, sis.
It's Christmas. You can check me off of your wish list.
Russ!
Take your cock out.
Let's play patty cake with those balls.
Stephanie Germanotti.
No. What? He's proposing. Not RuPaul having to sit there with Jan in the background.
She's like, and this is why you just got tinsel, because you keep trying to talk to me. And nothing you say matters unless that camera is rolling.
Look at them in the background of the scene.
That's a stand-in.
You think?
There he goes. Oh, he's in a whitey-tighty.
I guess we still don't see Rue. It is a stand-in.
Oh, because he's blocking her face.
That is!
Oh, my God. It's just Bianca Del Rio.
Oh, my God. Give us a little over-the-shoulder, Rue. She's not going to do it.
She's not going to do it.
But she's not in the scene
she's
with
not
them.
There. Oh, yeah, the chair she was in is empty now.
No, the stand-in is there. Okay, Kim is singing with Michelle and
Charo and Kim Petras.
You can't spell Christmas without girl. Final credits.
I think it's just going to be, oh my God.
Wait, well, who directed this? That's what I
Pork
really want to
know.
No.
Toymaker, Cranky Old Man, Dancing Husband Number 2, Townsfolk. Wow, they're
Faster.
Really not giving these people enough time.
Who directed this? It probably already happened. Probably at the very beginning. Okay, and now the music credits. Okay, well.
World of Wonder.
Meatball. Final thoughts? We've been here for a year and a half.
Truly, again, so long. So long.
Do you feel the holiday spirit with deep within you?
That, you know what? That, even though there was festivities in every frame and it felt super Christmassy, that could have been a movie about anything.
Literally, like, yes. There was nothing. Christmas movies usually are sappy. They usually pull on your heartstrings. There's usually like a moment of like, and that had none of it.
Nothing.
Well,
we watched it. Will this ever make it to our podcast stream?
Possibly.
And
will
not.
You hate that we did this?
Yes.
Most likely.
Most definitely.
So thanks for being with us. You want to hit the outro?
Thank you so much for listening to Sloppy Seconds with me, Meatball, and Big Dipper. It's a wonderful time to be alive. You can email us at sloppypod@gmail.com.
Sloppy Seconds Podcast at gmail.com.
Our number is 213-536-9180. And
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I think Katya would have been a better Brooklyn Heights. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Doodle-a-doot-doot forever dog. To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.